AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2, Burlington, Philadelphia. The following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Welcome to Our House here at WWDB. I hope I'm broadcasting loud and clear. I am doing a Zoom today. So I just wanted to say, how is everybody? How's the chill? And I don't mean just the chill in the air. I mean the chill since last week. Oh my goodness. We are live right here at the station on WWDB. We are also podcasting from the station. So you can watch that live right now, or you can watch it later on today, which you might want to because we're covering a vast variety of information today. We are also live at 860 AM on Odyssey. And I understand if you ask Alexa, she will let you know that you can listen to me too. You can instant message me on Instagram or Facebook or text message me if you have any questions. And so that gets all the homework out of the way. I just want to let everybody know that I will be soon taking a sabbatical from my show. At the end of the month, I will be taking a sabbatical from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And then sabbatical, I'm hoping, might just run till March. A little bit of time off is needed right now. But I will be keeping my Tell Me More show with Carol Holloway, which runs every Monday from 3 to 4 right here at WWDB. So I know you guys are going to miss me, but you can still reach out to me and I can still answer questions about things that you might want to know about. So last week with the election, I was discussing tariffs and how they would affect the home improvement industry. I expect that we will see tariffs at some point, probably sooner than later. So if you have some projects that you're thinking about getting in line, maybe you might want to seriously think about sourcing your materials now. The reason why is because appliances, cell phones, cars, all kinds of things, I'm going to go over a list with you, are not necessarily made in the United States. So I'm going to help you understand what to look for when you are looking for products if you want to go with 100% made in the USA. Now, if you were to walk around your house and pick up different items throughout your house, your tchotchke, look at your appliances, maybe you have some building box materials in your garage or your shed, I would tell you to take a look at them so that you can see where those products are sourced, because there is a difference between made in the USA versus made in America or made in USA. Yes, there is a difference. So you have to carefully read the labels on the things that you are looking at. There is a difference between 100% made in the is the key word, USA, versus made in USA or made in America. So let me explain the difference according to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, which under the president-elect may be disbanded under the 2025 project. So people, you wished for something, you got something, and now you're going to pay the consequences of that something. So let me explain to you. A product is considered 100% made in the USA if it is manufactured in the United States and made from materials sourced in the United States. So that's very important. That means every part of that product is manufactured, sourced, put together, built, et cetera, here in the United States. The Federal Trade Commission, known as the FTC, regulates the Made in America label to protect us, the consumers. So to qualify, a product must be all or virtually all made in the USA, including the parts and the processing. Any foreign content in that product must be minimal and not a key component of the product, meaning making that product work. So it's really important that we understand that, because many, many products that say made in USA or made in America source their raw materials from other countries. You heard me last week talking about plumbing fixtures and talking about seats and springs. Now, seats and springs are important to make a faucet work. However, those seats and springs usually come from a place like China. And therefore, the product can say made in America or made in USA, but it cannot say made in the people, the is the key word, USA, or 100% made in the USA. So there is a difference if you are trying to source products for your home or for your building projects. And I'm going to go over, the list is long. There are many that are made here. We pay a little bit more of a premium here in the United States because we're not getting what's called, air quotes here, cheap labor overseas. However, if tariffs, and I explained what tariffs are last week, if tariffs are set on any of the things that we need to build our homes, add our additions, add our appliances, add our tchotchke, our rugs, our appliances, whatever, if tariffs are added to that, tariffs, I'm going to repeat what I said last week, do not affect the country that it's coming from. The tariffs affect the manufacturers here in the USA. So if something costs $100 to buy it overseas from whatever country or Canada or Mexico, and there's a 20% tariff on it, it now costs the manufacturer, it doesn't cost the country $120. It still costs them $100. But for us to import it, it cost the manufacturer $120. Now, in order for the manufacturer to make money on that now tariffed $120 product, he has to add, or she has to add, or they have to add a markup on that product. It could be another 10%, it could be 20%, it could be 30%, or whatever. So let's just say the company puts 20% markup on their products to sell to you, Mr. and Mrs. and Miss and young Americans here in the United States. That product that cost $100 to get from another country now costs $140. So can you understand why the tariffs are so important to your overall cost? The more expensive the product, the higher the tariff, and the more money you will pay out of your pocket. This is why I was so adamant last week about tariffs and how tariffs work. It's so important that we understand it. And this is why I really feel like you might want to put that order in for those appliances that you are looking at getting, things like that. Now, we don't know how quickly this is going to go into place, but I do believe it will be quick. I do believe it will be sudden. And I do believe it will have a huge, devastating impact to the middle class and those below, because of the cost. We're not seeing pay raises. We're not seeing income going up. So here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts, we are dedicating this show to products that are made in the USA. Remember the difference. The is the key word. There is a difference, and you will see a difference in cost. Now, with a made in the USA seal, remember the being the key word, you can usually trust that the products you're buying are good quality. Because we in the United States of America have strict labor and manufacturing laws and health and safety standards in place that mean locally made products are reliable, high quality, which isn't guaranteed when we get products that are produced internationally. Now, remember, when President-elect Trump gets in office, his plan is to cut huge departments from our government, huge departments, meaning the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, could be a department that will be cut so that the government can line itself with more money. And therefore, all the regulations and rules that keep things made in the USA and keep our products the best that they can be might be thrown out the window. So a little economics, a little politics there, but you have to understand the difference. And if we lose the FTC, which again, for those of you that are just listening, is the Federal Trade Commission, then we will lose the quality of the products made here in the USA, let alone making sure that we have the workforce to be able to do it. So there is a difference. Make sure that you pay attention to the labels. Do your research. I mean, it's there, but you have to drill down. You really have to drill down to understand and interpret the difference between made in America, made in USA versus made in the USA. And made in the USA and made in America, believe it or not, are regulated trademarks in the United States, meaning the products and services cannot be advertised unless it is true. So what does it mean? I mean, what does all this mean? You know, you see products all the time, products and advertising made in the, I'm going to stress the whenever I say it, USA, and it's more common to include related words like American made, manufactured in the USA, to make it clear that people understand the difference. Assembled in the USA, made it assembled in USA. Remember, the word the is not there. Or made in USA means that it's a little bit vague. Unfortunately, the regulations can be vague and complicated. And of course, they're subject to interpretation, just like everything is. So you really want to be careful and pay attention if you indeed are trying to get things that are 100% made in the USA. Now, with that in mind, our sponsor that we've had on our show, LP Smart Siding, is a facility in the United States. I wanted to share this with you all so that you know. They have two facilities. They are made in the United States. They have three. They have a facility, Two Harbors, Minnesota, where LP Smart Siding is manufactured in the northern Minnesota facility. They have another one in Houlton, Maine, where it is produced, where the LP Smart Siding is produced, which was originally built in 1981 as an OSB mill, meaning OSB means oriented strand board. So if you see OSB on something, it's the oriented strand board that makes the product. LP announced a plan to expand siding production at their facility back in early 2021 and began producing LP Smart Siding in March of 2022. Then they have another factory in Sagola, Michigan. LP Smart Side Solutions produced the first LP Smart Side at this facility. So it is a product of Louisiana Pacific Corporation, meaning LP, Louisiana Pacific Corporation, an American building materials manufacturer, which is based in Nashville, Tennessee, and it is the world's largest producer of oriented strand board, OSB, as we know it. So I just wanted to give you my 2 cents on them so that you know a little bit more about them and what they do. So products, oh my goodness, let's start with some of the building products that are out there, because this is a tough one with different things that come into our country. Now, if you're looking for an indoor kind of plank, Everplank, which is in Stewart's Draft, Virginia, and Durham, North Carolina, makes an Everplank luxury vinyl siding from Mastic Siding and Accessories by Ply Gem, which gives you that true wood look interior for your house if you're trying to do really cool trim work or facades on your house, make it look like you have beautiful woodwork panels. And so they are made 100% in the USA. So I just wanted to, you know, give an interior competitor that's out there. Now, I'm going to do a bunch of these, not in any particular order, but I just want to try to get as much out there as I possibly can for understanding products made in the USA. In the USA. So I used builder.com as a part of my research, as well as some other websites, to find eco-friendly exterior coverings for home building products manufactured and made in the USA. And one that I found that I thought was really good to look at was American Olean, which has 8 manufacturing facilities nationwide, and they had celebrated their 100th anniversary, and they do a lot of flooring, and they have floors, walls, showers, countertops, and it comes in 3 different kind of marbly designs, and the foyers are usually combined with durable color body porcelain to give you a nice visual look. It's a nice product. They have been out there. I remember long ago growing up with them. They are proven in tile, and they are really considered a number one choice for commercial building. But you can get them for your own home as well. So they have, it's a great website. There's a lot of sustainability in their products. They have their promise to create beautiful tiles responsibly, and they are very big on sustainability in maintaining high ethical standards, and they give back more than what they take. So this is what I'm looking for in products when you are out there. And there are several companies that fall under the brand. So I pulled them up because I found them to be quite interesting that over 99% of their tile collection contains recycled or reclaimed materials, and that the North American facilities recover and reuse 300 million pounds of recycled or reclaimed materials per year. And they have measures that have prevented over 125 million gallons of wastewater from entering local municipal water and treatment facilities, among so many other things that they do. So I found them to be quite a good company to look at if you're looking for wall finishes, mosaics, natural stone, if you want to know about their quarries, if you want to know more about what they do. American Olean, O-L-E-A-N, is one of the companies that I found that was right here in the United States. So there's another company called Modern Mill in Fernwood, Mississippi. Now you're going to see a lot of this manufacturing is through the Midwest, through the middle of the United States, what I refer to as the red countries. And Modern Mill is 100% tree-free acre shiplap siding made in Fernwood, Mississippi. So they have the look and the feel of real wood, and Acre, A-C-R-E, is lightweight, it's easy to cut, it accepts paint or stain without primer, and the product is made from upcycled rice hulls, creating a zero waste, 100% recycled product that is water, weather, rot, and pest resistant, including termites. And they are also suitable for ground and water contact and is free of phenol, formaldehyde, and adhesives. So that gives you another idea, another choice of siding. Now, pavers is a tough one. And here we are in Washington, Iowa. There's a company called Aspire Pavers, and they're designed from up to 95 post-consumer related rubber and plastics removed from the waste stream. Aspire Pavers interlocking paver systems is a patented paver and grid system that allows for simple and easy installation. Now, some of these things I'm going to talk to you about, you might not have ever heard. You might actually have to go directly to the websites to find 100% made in the USA products. And this is a product that's suitable for walkways, driveways, rooftops, balconies, all kinds of different things. And they have a whole paver system. They have all kinds of accessories. And what makes it a great choice, like I said, made from up to 95% post-consumer recycled content. Now, there are so many rules and regulations that are going to go into effect once the new president takes over. And some of these could really hurt us in this industry, in the home improvement industry. So do your homework now. Be prepared. Be ready to pull I hate to say it, pull the trigger. If you find out that some of these things and these tariffs are going to affect products that you would normally buy. So, windows and doors. Now, this is a tough one too, because not all windows and doors are made in the United States. And I know it took my husband almost a year to get an exterior door during COVID because there were parts that were coming from China within that door. And I know you're saying, how can that be in a door? But we had a lock and certain things that were going on that door, and we couldn't get the pieces because they were coming from China. It took us a year to get the door. So if you want something that is 100% made in the USA, you're going to be looking at Simonton Windows and Doors. They're in West Virginia, Illinois, and California. And they are proudly crafted in the United States. They offer premium vinyl products with efficient thermal performance and long-lasting durability. And they have Stormbreaker. Their windows are Stormbreaker plus casement windows are constructed with keep it safe, maximum impact resistant laminated glass that protects against high winds and windborne debris. And the glass also deflects up to 90% of ultraviolet rays. So that's Simonton. So there are windows that are made here in the United States. Boy, oh boy, do I have a list. And I'm going to miss some. There's a lot that I'm going to miss as we're going through the list. And I might find myself scattering back and forth as I'm trying to get all my different products in. But let me take a quick commercial break here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And we are sharing with you the top products that I've been able to find, and there's others that are 100% made, manufactured, sourced here in the USA. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/phillysiding. That's lpcorp.com/phillysiding.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out of danger, I'd a hammer out of warning, I'd a hammer out of love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
And I purposely picked that song. And we'll play it again at the next commercial break, because I think it's where we are right now in this country with manufacturing. Somebody just sent me a question. They said, what is the Buy American Act? So this is, welcome back. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. We're talking about products made 100% in the USA, the being the key word on the label. So the Buy American Act requires that a product be manufactured in the United States of more than 50% of U.S. parts to be considered made in USA. So 50% or more, that does not mean it is 100% American made. What that does mean is if tariffs are placed on any of the 50% or less that is not made in the USA, you will be paying more for the product. So you want to look for the made in the USA seal. That means it is very strictly regulated, requiring strict labor, manufacturing laws, health and safety standards, and locally made products have the made in the USA. Remember, it must have the word the. So I know it sounds crazy. The difference between the is the difference of a comma, right? So I just want to make it clear that people need to understand the difference. And if you see some of your favorite products going up in price after tariffs have been instilled here in the United States, which affect us, the consumers, not the country that it is selling the goods to the United States, then you know that you have something that is not 100% made in the USA. Now, here on my show, I did a show about roofing many, many months ago about different types of roofing. And I talked about how metal roofing and siding, particularly metal roofing, was really becoming more popular, a little more expensive than regular roofing, but it had a good track record. And there is a company called Horizon-Lock, H-LOC, metal panels that will create that beautiful, stunning, gorgeous metal roof or siding with no exposed fasteners, which means there's no screws showing, and it offers the advantage of a standing seam roof at a lower cost, and the panels snap together. It makes installation quick and easy. It's fire resistant, and the panels can be installed over solid decking. They work with Sherwin-Williams Paints, which I will double check my notes, is another company that's made in the USA. And the good thing about this particular company, it's that the Horizon Lock is under Central States, which is 100% employee owned. I love that. I absolutely love that information. You can go online and check out their roofing, their siding, their buildings, you know, all the fun stuff that they have. They have a great lifetime limited paint adhesion, 30-year caulk and fade, 50-year galvanium perforation, I'm sorry, as far as damages to the product, and they are nationwide. So I think it's important that you understand they've been 35 years here in the USA. I love that they're 100% employee owned. I love it that because the better they do, the more they benefit, the employees benefit. So they've been around since 1988 in the Central States, producing metal roofing and siding. And now they are one of those things that we are finding right here in our country. So I just love it. I just love it. You can go online and check them out. You can find out more about them if you want to know more about them. But I love metal roofing. I really think it's an awesome product for your house, especially in certain areas. So Horizon-Lock LLC, which is made by centralstatesco.com. That's their website. So those are some of the exterior things that you can put on your house. Now, wood and lumber. So this can be kind of a tough one, because the largest sawmills and lumber producing states in the U.S. in the USA, according to the Oregon Forest Institute, Oregon is the top producer of softwood lumbering and produces more than 16% of softwoods. So there is wood lumber here in the United States, but a lot of it is sourced. So the United States forest products industry manufactures almost $300 billion in products a year. So sawmills are important to our economy throughout the nation. And according to the American Forest and Paper Association, remember paper comes from trees. So you want your paper bought here in the United States. But anyway, the U.S. forest products industry manufactures, like I said, almost $300 billion in products a year and employs about 1 million workers. So privately owned forest supports over 2 million jobs and provides 91% of wood harvested in our country. We are also, the United States is a major exporter of forest products as well. So therefore, if we are exporting products to another country, let's say China or Canada, although we get a lot of wood from Canada or Thailand or somewhere like there, they may have that tariff on their end, but it doesn't affect us, the consumer, when the products are shipped overseas. So the United States exports a lot of wood pellets, pulp for paper, paperboard, and the demand for the lumber industry continues to be strong here in our country. And industry experts expect it to grow with new housing construction and remodeling projects. That's if they happen. Considering that the average 2,400 square foot home needs about 16,000 feet of lumber for framing, it's easy to see why that American lumber is going to continue to be essential to our economy. Additionally, each American person consumes the equivalent of 100 foot tree each year in wood and paper products. How about that? So according to IBIS, I've used them before for my research, there are over 3,000 businesses in the United States in the sawmill and wood population industry. This includes the hardwoods, soft lumber, as well as wood chips, wood products. And the U.S. Lumber Coalition states that there are 550 lumber manufacturing facilities in the U.S. So why do we want to import from Canada and other countries? Beats me. But some of those top, this is a survey. It's a little bit of an older survey from 2017. I tried to find a newer one I guess I didn't look hard enough, but Weyerhaeuser, Georgia Pacific, West Fraser, Sierra Pacific, and Interfor were some of the biggest sawmills in the United States. So what countries, what states, I should say, produce the most lumber? So according to the Oregon Forest Resourcing Institute, Oregon is the top producer of soft lumber. Now, remember, soft lumber is different than hard lumber, but you'll find that here's the states that you'll find the top producing soft lumber states: Oregon, Washington, Georgia, Alabama, California, Arkansas, Mississippi, Idaho, North Carolina, and Texas. So that gives you an idea, but there is also the largest producer of lumber in the world. And according to the GWMI, the Global Wood Markets Info, the Canadian company West Fraser is the largest soft lumber supplier in the world. So that's why we get a lot of Canadian lumber. I guarantee you that there will be tariffs slapped on them to keep us from buying their lumber. So I just want to make sure that you understand these differences. Now, a lot of what I'm saying might not make sense to you, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, you know, average, you know, building an addition on my house, but it does make a difference to the contractors, because when the contractors have to pay an upcharge for materials, so it gets shipped in, that the manufacturer puts an upcharge on it, the contractor puts an upcharge on it, then they charge you. So you're paying three times more in some cases than what the original cost of the product is. So this is why it's so important to understand our supply chains and where we're getting our products from. Now, a couple other fun products. This is one of my favorite companies for faucetry. Watermark Designs. Watermark is up in New York. I've been to their plant. I've been to their factory. I love their designs. They are quite pricey, I just want to let you know, but they're stunning with so many finishes that are out there. And Watermark Design develops, manufactures, plates all their luxury faucets, their decorative plumbing, their bathroom accessories, their hardware under one roof in Brooklyn, New York. I'm telling you, it is what an awesome place they are. So Watermark is one of those companies. If you're looking for faucetry for your house, whether it's kitchen or bath, that is a great company to source 100% American made. I had met the owner. He has since still has his hands in the company, but has since sold it. But so amazing. Another company from New York that I always liked and I always spec'd on my jobs and still try to do, although again, people don't want to pay the price, is Infinity Drain. Infinity Drain is in Amityville, New York, and they source all their materials from U.S. supplies. They fully design and manufacture all of their products within the United States. And their drains, they're just really beautiful. I'm a big fan of linear drains, so I like to talk about those. I think it's one of my favorite companies out there. A lot of these are because I love made in the USA. Another thing for those of you that get really excited when you're building your house and you want to put a steam bath in your house or something like that, another company, 100% made in the USA for saunas, steam rooms, things like that, is Thermasol. They're in Rock Round, Texas, and they're touted as the inventor of electric steam baths, and it has revolutionized the home spa experience since the 1950s. And they offer wellness experience and cutting edge shower technology, including inspired finished design, even though it's here in the United States. And they do indoor and outdoor saunas that are handcrafted from clear Western red cedar. So another great company. And I've worked with a lot of these companies in the past. That's why I really like to talk about the different things that are out there in the industry that you can look at. When it comes to tile and quartz, there is a company called LX Hulse America. It's Viterra. I've used this product as well. Quartz surfaces from LX Hulse. I know I'm saying it wrong. Hausys America have been manufactured in the United States for over a decade. They have some beautiful quartz with some really pretty veining, and that's something that you can look at again if you're trying to stay 100% USA. When it comes to furniture in your bathroom, Native Trails, another company that I'm very familiar with, is off the central coast of California, and they are a leading manufacturer of artisan crafted sustainable kitchen and bath products. And Native Trails Winemaker Series Bath, Vanity, and Mirror Collection is handcrafted in California using upcycled oak staves reclaimed from local wineries. Cool, super cool company. So that's another one that you might want to check out and get familiar with. So when it comes to other products that are out there, there's so many. I really do want to get into some of the appliances, because that is really, really important that we understand our appliances. Excuse me. Remember last week I told you that your cell phones, your TVs, a lot of your appliances, your computers are all made with parts and components from overseas and not 100% made in the USA. So I expect that we will see an increase in pricing on those already expensive items. You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. We're talking about 100% made in the USA for your home building and product needs around your house. We're going to take another quick commercial break and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly siding.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
I had a hammer, I had a hammer in the morning, I had a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I had a hammer out of danger, I had a hammer out of warning, I had a hammer out of love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
And we are back. I just think that's just such a great song for today's show, because we want to talk about love between our brothers and our sisters in this volatile after election atmosphere. So let's talk about appliances. I will tell you right now that there are some amazing appliances made in the USA, but you do pay quite a bit more for these appliances. One of my favorites, and I've been there to the Reading plant, Blue Star Appliances are handcrafted in Reading, Pennsylvania. They use all commercial grade materials. Their craftsmanship is built right here by skilled American workers. It has a history going back to the 1880s, and Blue Star does kitchen appliances, cooking equipment, kitchen hoods, and refrigerators. refrigeration. I love their products. Now, there's a difference in some of the American-made products, like Woof is another one that is made here in the United States. Let me pull my notes back up with that one, because that one was really important that I share with you. So Sub-Zero, which was bought out by Woof or vice versa, is a brand. It's a built-in under-counter refrigeration, dual gas electric ranges, made in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, or Madison, Wisconsin, if that helps you. Another American-made, beautiful, beautiful line that's out there. There's another one from Tennessee called Five Star, made in Cleveland, Tennessee, professional ranges, cooktops, and hoods. These are all things that I would love in my kitchen. Another big one that you've probably heard in the past is Thermador, formerly headquartered in Huntington Beach, California, was acquired. Now, here's where I have a little bit of a problem, because they have a manufacturing facility in North Carolina where the dishwasher, stovetops, washers, dryers, and all of that are made. However, this is where I have a little bit of problem, because Thermador, which was an American company, was acquired in 1998 by a German company called BS Home Appliances. And they continue to manufacture Thermador Professional cooktop series ventilation hoods in Tennessee. But, you know, it is owned by a country outside of the United States. So, yeah, just want to put that out there. So you'll find that in a lot of your research. Viking Range Corp. in Mississippi is, they produce premium restaurant grade kitchen appliances. I'm telling you, I have seen these items. They are amazing. But, excuse me, wintertime, I have my cough. But I will tell you, you pay more for a lot of what's out there. Now, as far as other standard models go, like laundry appliances, Kenmore appliances, yes, Kenmore is still out there. There are a few models that are still made in the USA. They were available for Sears and Kmart, and Sears is a retailer, not a manufacturer, so Kenmore washers and dryers are manufactured by different companies. So this is really interesting. So you might have, and Kenmore was always a big brand when I was younger, but they're made by Amana, Frigidaire, GE, Genair, LG, Whirlpool, manufacture the Kenmore products. Interesting, isn't it? Speed Queen. Who would have known that Speed Queen is still out there? I was shocked when I went into an appliance store not too long ago and saw a Speed Queen washer. Now, we know Speed Queen as being coin operated, you know, laundromat stuff that we see out there, but they still make washers and dryers, laundry equipment in Wisconsin, which I found was really interesting. There are Whirlpool Corp does have 9 manufacturing facilities in the United States, but they are not all 100% American made. So you want to be really careful when you're doing your homework. TJ, you're going to have to go in there and clean all this up with me coughing like this. There are so many different companies out there that have small appliances, water, air purification, heating and cooling systems that are made in the United States, but you have to do your homework and you want to know in advance. I believe that 100% American-made products, in my opinion, are better products, not to not knock anybody else that's out there, because there are some things that I do like in other places. But do your homework. A great website for you if you want to go and check out things that even small little appliances, you know, like your juicers and your coffee pots and your toasters and things like that, shavers, trimmers, wall home products, you know, grooming things, mostly mostly assembled in the USA. But again, we're going to see increases on prices for those. So if you want to get a little bit of a look of a list, you can go to a website called Still Made in USA. Now, remember, it doesn't say in the USA. But if you want an idea of what's out there, this is a great place to do your resources and look and see what is out there in our environment and what is out there that you can get resourced in the USA. Now, when it comes to cars, just for all of you getting back and forth, the only car right now that I could find, Tesla claims that all of its cars sold in the USA are produced domestically. So that's the Tesla Y model assembled in Fremont, California and Austin, Texas. Not sure about that, but these are the cars that I could find that are mostly made in the USA, including engine components. The Acura RDX is one of them. The Honda Passport is assembled in Lincoln, Alabama. I didn't even know there was a plant in Alabama. Engineered and developed in the United States. But even with cars, we still have that problem of, are they 100% made in the USA? And 9 times out of 10, they are not. But if you want cars that are actually assembled here in the USA, that would be the Tesla Model S, the Honda Odyssey, the Honda Ridgeline, the Toyota Camry, the Jeep Gladiator, the Tesla Model X, Lexus TX, Toyota Highlander are some of those products that are out there. So again, it's going to be really hard to find things that are 100% made in the USA when it comes to cars. Hate to say it, but that's just the way it is. So let's talk about some other products that are out there. That clothing, you can do your work to find things in clothing, in bedding, sheets and towels, American made. There is a company called Authenticity 50, which is seed to stitch made in USA. But remember, it doesn't have the word the in there. So you really have to read through the products, especially when it comes to things like home goods. There's some great sofas and furniture, home desk accessories, tables, chairs, shelving, lamps that are made in the USA, but you really have to drill down and do your homework. So I want you to know that this stuff is out there. Pyrex, love Pyrex, made in Pennsylvania. It's been making glassware for 80 years, the standard for baking and storage, made in the USA. Their Fiesta dinnerware, who would have ever thought? My girlfriend loves her Fiesta dinnerware, not a fan, but she absolutely loves it. Made in the United States since the 1880s. They're known for their dinnerware, their mugs, their plates, and they've sold over 500 million pieces. All clad stainless steel cookware and bakeware, Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Yes, made in cookware. Austin, Texas, professional quality pots and pans for the home chef. So there are companies out there that do make 100%. One of my favorites, I love cast iron cooking. Lodge, however you want to say it, cast iron from Tennessee, America's oldest and largest cast iron skillet manufacturer. They are amazing. They also have carbon steel griddles. There are grills that are 100% made in the USA. So you can find the products out there if you take the time to look for them. Let me give you a few more for our homeowners that are out there. If you are looking for different manufacturing products like chip-resistant dinnerware. There's an HF Coors in Arizona, Nordicware, kitchen products made in Minnesota. There is flatware only made in the USA. It's called Liberty Tabletop from Sherrill, New York. So if you want only made in the USA dinnerware, that's another good company to check out. So bedding, we can find bedding. made in the USA, not sourced products. We can find things from Maine, like woven blankets and linens. A lot comes from Maine. Maine Heritage Weavers, Brahms Mount, linens and blankets, Authenticity 50 from Vancouver, Washington. Brentwood Homes makes mattresses, pillows, baby bedding, pet beds. There's a lot out there, people. You just have to drill down. If you start to see prices going up, maybe you pay the extra price for the American made instead of paying for things that have parts from overseas. I mean, right down to gyms and fitness equipment. That's that. I think that's really important. I'm trying to remember. Charbroil, I think, was one of the grill companies that was made in the USA. I forgot to pull that one up when I was doing my research. I have done this show, Made in the USA, so many times over the years that I have been here at WWDB. And you can go back. I don't know how long my podcast will be up there because I have 2 weeks left after today to do my home improvement show. As I was telling listeners, I'm taking a little hiatus from the show, and I will take a hiatus and come back hopefully in the spring, if not sooner. My other show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, is still going to be on Mondays from 3 to 4. That kind of wraps it up. Do your homework, people. Know what you're buying. Know where you're getting it from. Make sure it has the word the, made in the USA. I want to thank everybody for being with me. We'll be back next week with another great show. Pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. Make it a great week. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Thanks for listening.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home improvement.